From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A historic case underway at the Supreme Court. Justices hearing arguments on whether Donald Trump has presidential immunity over criminal prosecution in the special counsel's election interference case. ABC's Pierre Thomas says the outcome could also impact other cases against Trump.
At the heart of it is whether these trials, particularly the one regarding January 6th, can go forward. Also, you have the classified documents cases unfolding in a case down in Florida. What this means is the fundamental question, can a president, while he's in office, do whatever he wishes to do with impunity, with no fear that he could be prosecuted when he left office?
Donald Trump is in court in New York City, though, where testimony resumed in the hush money trial. The former president and his top advisors are also part of two other separate cases announced in Arizona and Michigan, centering on efforts to overturn the 2020 election. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
Trump has also been named an unindicted co-conspirator in Michigan, where 16 Republicans were charged with illegally trying to replace electoral votes for Biden in 2020 with electoral votes for Trump. He plans to bring his 2024 campaign to Michigan next week during a day off from his criminal trial in New York, where publisher David Pecker returns to the witness stand to explain how the National Enquirer ended up paying Playboy model Karen McDougal $150,000 to take her story of a year-long sexual relationship with Trump off the market. Trump denied the affair.
The New York Court of Appeals overturning Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction against three women, finding that the trial judge made an error by admitting testimony of uncharged, alleged prior sexual acts against persons not related to the underlying crimes. The disgraced movie producer, though also convicted of sex offenses in Los Angeles, will be transferred from New York to California to serve a 16-year sentence in that state. You're listening to ABC News. There is new information on a custody battle that turned deadly in the Oklahoma panhandle. Five people now in custody in the murders of two moms from Kansas.
According to an arrest affidavit, 31-year-old Paul Grice has admitted to helping with the kidnapping and killing of Veronica Butler and Jillian Kelly. Investigators say the architect of the plan was Butler's own ex-mother-in-law, who was fighting for custody of Butler's two children and who recruited four friends to kill her.
ABC's Jim Ryan reporting. A milestone in Baltimore after last month's collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The first cargo ship passing through a newly opened deep water channel after being struck in the harbor. The port expected to be fully reopened by the end of May. A new survey says more Americans say retirement is not in the cards.
More than a quarter of Americans over age 50 who've not yet retired tell an AARP survey they don't think they'll ever retire. That same survey found that one in five adults in that age group do not have any retirement savings, and the average credit card balances are going up among older adults. 12% in that group say they're carrying $20,000 or more. There is some optimism, though. The survey found that 33% of the respondents believe their financial situation will be better in a year. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The NFL draft is tonight in Detroit. The Chicago Bears expected to choose number one pick Caleb Williams, the quarterback who won the Heisman Trophy at USC. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.